841 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Cum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Tuesday. And boy, we're heading toward the holidays, and it's nice that people do for others. And we talked to this young lady last year who, at a very young age, doing for others. She's a fourth grader at Mabel Woolsey Elementary School over in Knoxville, and she has started something that's a really, really cool thing that's helping out other kids when Christmas time rolls around, Junk for Jingles. And got a chance to talk with Bailey Mayfield last year. Bailey joining us here this morning. Bailey, good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. We appreciate it. Are you off school today?
No.
No? Okay, so you're going in eventually? Is that what's going on? Okay. So we're keeping you from school. I'm sorry. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay. Bailey, so your sister Harper is helping out. So, hi, Harper. How are you today?
Good. Good.
Thanks for coming in with us this morning, okay? All right. Eric Mayfield, Bailey's father. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Good morning.
Oh, let me get that mic turned. There we go. Here we go. And Bridget, the mother of the two. Good morning, Bridget. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. All right. Well, let's start from the beginning. Bailey, talk about why it is you wanted to start collecting scrap metal and turning it in for cash and getting presents for other kids.
I wanted to do it because I am blessed, and I get to go downstairs and have presents under the tree, and I just thought, well, why shouldn't they?
Oh, that's really great. So one day you're sitting around thinking, or was it getting close to Christmas, or when did you kind of think of it?
Well, my family always, like, my sister and I, normally we got to pick out, like, a boy and a girl, and we got to go shop for it, and my dad always, like, if the neighbors, something breaks down, he'll take it, and I just kind of put it together, like, you can get money from this, and I kind of wanted to do kid, like, the angel tree, so I just kind of put it together like that.
So Junk for Jingles is what we come up with, scrap metal hauling, and it all supports a great cause. And so you've already been able to do raise some money this year and do some shopping already, haven't you?
Yeah. So far we've bought for 14 kids.
Wow. Wow. So and last year was the first year you did it, is that right?
Yeah.
And how many were you able to buy for last year?
38 kids.
Wow, that's really cool. So you've been able to collect a lot. So Eric, talk about the collection and how kind of the process works. You have to you collect everything. I see you've got a wagon. You find out whether it's old bicycles or any scrap metal. Then you take it, turn it in for cash, and then the kids are able to shop for the other kids.
Yes, exactly. People reach out to us through call us, text us, reach out through our Facebook page, and say they have something to donate, pretty much anything metal, and we got a spreadsheet, we'll write it down, and then usually once a week, either Bailey and her grandpa or Bailey and myself will go after work, after school, and plot out a course and pick up some stuff and put it in our little trailer and haul it in, and she'll get some money and put it towards her budget for how many kids she can sponsor at Christmas.
Yeah, then Bridget, it sounds like it's all kind of a family affair. Even Harper's been able to help out too.
Yeah, it's definitely turned into that. So she goes and collects the scrap with Grandpa or her dad. Both grandpas have helped on occasions as well. But and then once she has all the money collected, which she's been doing all year, we put together how many kids she can actually buy for. So she's on target to reach her goal. So she had a much higher goal this year than she did last year because she collected all year instead of just for a few months before Christmas last year. But I'll let her tell you about her goal this year.
Yeah, Bailey, what's the goal this year? How many kids would you like to be able to buy for?
My goal this year is 100 kids.
Wow, that's really neat. And yeah, we know there's a lot of need out there, and I know they would really appreciate it. Okay, so I'll ask Eric if somebody wants to help out, whether with cash donations or if they have Junk for Jingles, how would they go about getting a hold of you?
Sure. Yeah, we can. They can reach out to us through our Facebook page, Junk for Jingles, or they can call, text us at 351-9520.
All right. Yeah, and I just actually, I pulled your Facebook page up. I kind of figured you were on there, and sure enough, and a lot of information on there that you can find. And, again, whether it's cash donations, it's just such a neat thing. I mean, that's what we've been talking about, giving here this morning and people doing things in the community. It's so, so nice. It had to make you – I'll start with you, Bridget. Kind of had to feel really good about your young daughter saying, hey, I want to do for others. We have a really good life. I want to help others out.
Yeah, from a very young age, we've tried to instill in both of our girls, you know, a gratitude for how blessed they are and how blessed we are. And she's extremely heartfelt and tries to make this a very meaningful experience. And that shows to me as her mom as we're walking through the store and she's shopping for each kid, because she's not just buying this, that, or whatever. She's looking at what each kid wanted on their card and trying to pick out something that goes with, you know, what they really want, what they're going to be super excited about seeing on Christmas morning. She does. That's extremely heartfelt. I get to witness that, which is really cool as her mom.
Bailey, how old are you now?
I'm 9.
You're 9 now. Okay. So started this when you were 8, right? Or even a little bit before that. Okay. 8 years old and a fourth grader at Mabel Woolsey over in Knoxville. Junk for Jingles. Collecting scrap metal. So is it, I'm guessing sometimes it's kind of hard work. There's probably some things that maybe dad has to help you lift, and kind of hard sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, we've gotten some pretty heavy stuff. We've got like fridges and
wow.
We've gotten 3 saves and yeah. Tons of different things.
Yeah, lots of big stuff, but it brings in a little bit more money too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know, and you enjoy, I mean, how about, what's the best part? Is it collecting the scrap metal, or is it being able to go out and shop for the kids and find what it is on their list they want?
Well, I don't get to actually hand their gifts to them or anything, but I can envision in my mind their smiles when they come downstairs and see the presents under the tree.
Well, that's the best part of it, because you know how you feel when you come down on Christmas morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really neat thing. Bailey Mayfield, her family, Eric Mayfield, her father, her mother, Bridget Mayfield, and her sister Harper, all joining us here this morning. Junk for Jingles. And it is such a really great thing and a great idea that Bailey had. Collecting scrap metal and turning it in for cash and buying gifts for those that here in Knox County that put their wants on the Salvation Army Angel Tree, and Bailey's looking to get gifts for 100 kids this year. That's a big goal, but you think you're going to make it?
Yeah, I already have enough money for 90 kids.
Wow. Okay. Very good. So we're hoping to get even more. And again, 351-9520. If you have a donation, whether it's I'm guessing monetary donations are fine, I'm sure. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah, we've had a few people reach out, and even a few people that have seen it on Facebook that used to live in this area that have since moved out of state, and they've written a real nice card and sent a donation to the girls. So that's super appreciated.
Yeah, very good. And I bet, is it fun to have your sister helping out now? And as she gets a little older, she'll be able to help you even more. Is that nice?
Yeah. Pretty fun. She helps. She gets to do the magnet, and she hands it up to us, and we throw it in the trailer.
Yeah, so just those making sure they're metal, that the magnet picks them up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like helping out, Harper?
Yeah.
Good. What's your favorite part?
Buying for the kids.
Yeah, that's a fun thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Particularly girls' gifts.
Ah, okay.
She very much likes to look in the Barbie aisle and at all the baby doll stuff, don't you? Yeah.
Maybe you get some ideas for what you want, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Junk for Jingles, again, scrap metal hauling, supporting a good cause, and, again, helping out those in need here in Knox County, the Salvation Army Angel Tree. And, again, I guess – had to also, Bridget, had to make you feel good when, you know, just when she came up with the idea and she really wanted to, you knew she really wanted to help somebody else.
Yeah, it was kind of a natural transition. Like she had said, you know, we let the girls, in previous years, we let them pick a couple names off the tree and let them shop for them. And just so they would get that feeling of giving versus receiving. And the fact that she kind of turned that into an opportunity when she realized how much money she could get with the hard work she does collecting scrap with her dad. And it, I mean, it's kind of twofold because they go out and collect all this scrap, but they're helping people clean up their junk right. that they don't want in their house or their garage or whatever the case may be. They've met a lot of really nice people. I mean, I wasn't with, but I've heard tales of really freshly baked chocolate chip cookies Ooh, waiting for them when they went yeah. to pick up scrap.
Wow. I bet that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
yeah. So she's just met a huge, tremendous amount of good people that are excited to be contributing in any way that they can. So,
has it gotten to the point where it's almost becoming a full-time job, Eric?
It is, yeah. If it wasn't for grandpas, it would be a challenge because just keeping track of maybe 5, 7, 8 stops they'll go to in a week and getting that coordinated and printing up a list for them. And like Bridget said, some of the people, one gentleman outside of town that's had us by 2 or 3 times, he last time had donuts and milk for the girls when wow. we got there. So it's really refreshing, and the people are glad to help. It is hard work at times, but it is we've met some great people, and it's for a great cause.
I saw a smile on Bailey's face when you mentioned the donuts and milk. I bet you enjoyed that, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Bailey, we enjoy having you on, and we're so proud of you. It's a really, really amazing thing you're doing for all the kids. Harper, you too. Well, thank you guys for what you're doing for the other kids.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for taking the time to come in. Eric, anything else we need to know, junk for jingles, that people may need to know?
Just throw out there basically any type of scrap metal. It can be from appliances to an old horse trailer to an old safe. We've had farmers donate scrap metal from combine parts to pretty much any shape and size. We got a way to pick it up. So,
well, State Representative Dan Swanson said he has junk.
He did. We talked to him.
That would be right. great. Thank yeah. you so much, Tom.
Thank you again. Bailey and Harper, thank you for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.